Searchlights pierce a starry night sky, sweeping the clouds and illuminating a towering edifice in the form of the words, 20th Century Fox. 20th Century Fox, a news corporation company. Light pours through a sweeping rift forming an elongated letter R. Beneath the R appears the word Regency in shining metallic letters.
We're back!
Colourful letters announce Fox 2000 and Regency Enterprises present Alvin and the Chipmunks, The Squeakquel.
Let's go!
A band's on stage. The guitar player has Chipmunk Alvin tearing it up on his little guitar on his shoulder. The crowd's going wild. Chipmunks are rocking out on a guitar-shaped platform. Alvin throws his guitar in the air, catches it, and slides on his knees down to the end of the guitar towards his adoring fans. They're playing in a stadium. An Eskimo family are watching it on TV in their igloo in the snow. A husky knocks over the large TV and jumps on the screen. Alvin breaks a string in mid-solo. He bounds off to get a replacement guitar.
Give me the Black Beauty!
Alvin, take it easy out there. You gotta share the spotlight.
Dave stamps on his guitar lead.
Dave!
I'm serious, Alvin. This is a charity benefit. It's not all about you.
Sorry, Dave. I can't hear you over the thousands of fans screaming my name. I'm Zach Harris!
Alvin hurls his tiny guitar high in the air.
Yeah. A little help, boys!
The chipmunks toss Alvin in the air, and he catches the guitar on the fly. Dave despairs. Swinging Alvin is huge on the stadium video screen. He swings high onto the lighting gantry, showboating like mad.
Yeah,
yeah. Alvin, will you please get down from there?
I can't hear you!
Alvin, I'm not kidding!
What? Whoa, whoa.
Alvin pulls out a plug and sparks fly.
Dave, look out!
A huge Alvin cutout swings down. Knocks Dave right across the stage. He lands in a shower of sparks.
Dave!
Later, Dave's in hospital.
This should help with the pain.
I want to talk to my boys.
I just gave you a sedative that will take effect in about 1 minute, so... But let them in quickly.
Dave's trussed up in bandages, his leg in traction.
Dave! Dave, you're alive!
Hey, guys.
Dave.
I'll be fine. I'm just going to be stuck here for a while. And until I get out, I've made arrangements for my Aunt Jackie to come stay with you.
Who's Aunt Jackie? The one who sends us those metal buckets of yummy popcorn for Christmas.
Oh, Popcorn Jackie.
You don't have much time, Monsieur Seville.
Listen, I want you guys to go home and live a normal childhood. I've even made arrangements for you to go to school.
School?
Yes. School. Simon, I'm putting you in charge.
You are?
I'm counting on you.
Dave, wait a minute! Why is he in charge?
Whoa, he's counting on me.
Dave, please don't die.
He's just sleeping. He's had a sedative.
Oh, a sedative.
Excuse me, I'm here to escort the chipmunks home.
We are not leaving Dave! I'm putting my paw down on this one!
You come here!
The bed suddenly springs up, sending the chipmunks flying.
I got it! I'll fix it! Nope, made it worse!
Please go.
Oh, this must be it! Uh-oh.
The more stress you put on Monsieur Seville, the longer it will take him to recover!
Oh. Uh-huh. You are too slow for me, nurse!
No, don't!
You'll never take me! I'm not going anywhere without Dave!
Dream believer and a homecoming queen!
The doctor injects Alvin and he drops unconscious.
I hope for your sake he stays asleep for the entire flight.
Maybe. should give him another shot. Just to be sure.
Simon speaking from a bedpan. A plane comes into land back in Los Angeles. The chipmunks and their baggage are on an escalator.
Any ideas on how we find Aunt Jackie?
Oh, there's plenty for everyone. Let's have a hug first.
Get over here, you old teddy bear. I'm not really much of a hugger.
Oh, boys, I want you to meet someone. This is my grandson, Toby. Toby.
Hi, I'm Theodore.
Toby.
Huh, what? What happened?
The
what?
Boys.
Oh, hey.
Hi.
Hey, how are you? I'm Toby. Nice to meet you.
Toby's living with me until he figures out what he wants to do with his life. So far, that means going pew, 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 pew with his thumbs all day.
Well, for the record, going pew, 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 pew with my thumbs right now is keeping me in first place, so that's important.
Toby, get the bags.
What bags?
The luggage. Get the luggage.
The luggage, right. Yeah, let me get those. Oh, sorry.
He bumps Auntie's wheelchair.
Toby.
Get the brakes! Abandoned wheelchair!
She's rolling backwards downstairs.
Toby! I'm fine, Toby.
There are more stairs and a bad crash for the passenger cart.
Ow.
I'm so sorry, Aunt Jackie. I'm so sorry. Is she going to be okay?
Don't worry about me. I'll be home in no time.
In you go.
Oh.
I wouldn't be so sure.
What? It was an accident. I swear.
Been there, done that. Several times. I guess you'll be taking care of us now? I'll take frightening thoughts for 500, please, Alex.
Not a problem. I can totally do this. I took care of my cat until he ran away.
Well, ran away is kind of strong wording. I think he just wanted his space. I still see him around the neighborhood. You know, he like hisses and claws at me, but I think that's just his way of saying we're still tight, you know. You guys have nothing to worry about, seriously, because I'm not going to be like Dave. You know, Dave's gone.
Gone?
Not gone. He's not dead. He's very much alive. He's completely coming back. I'm just going to be in his room, keeping his bed warm. I'm going to be doing my thing. You'll be doing your thing. You're not even going to know I'm there.
We're supposed to know you're there. That's the whole idea.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you'll know that I'm there. I'm just saying, I'm not going to be like, I know everything, and you do this, and you do that. Like my dad. All right. Let's do this.
Oh, boy.
With the mangled wheelchair hooked on the boot and the mangled cookie tin on the seat with the boys, Toby reverses and the wheelchair falls off.
Theodore, we're gonna be just fine. The important thing is, we're all still alive.
Well, maybe my get-well card will help Dave get home faster.
It needs just a touch more glitter.
They're doing a get-well card for Dave. Alvin goes overboard with the glitter.
Should do it. Who's hungry?
Ooh, me.
Let's eat.
Nada. Simon?
It's a food ghost town in here. Alvin? Holla! The cheese balls are in the his house.
Well, you can tell by the way I use my walk. I'm a cheese balls man. No time to talk. Whether you're a brother or whether you're a mother, you gotta love cheese balls. Gotta love cheese balls. Get in my belly, cheese balls, get in there. Staying alive.
Alvin soars in the air and kicks a frying pan off a hook, which drops down, popping open the snack bag.
Bingo! Dinner! She's a serve!
Yay! Oh, hi!
Hey, what are you doing in here?
Cheese ball?
Tombo, hey, give me a second, real quick. Alvin, I really, really need to focus right now because I am one knockout away from my heavyweight title.
Ooh, can we play as well?
I don't want to hurt your feelings, but I also don't want to see anybody get hurt, and there are going to be fists of fury a-flying.
We can play Monopoly. We play Monopoly with Dave all the time.
Do ya? That sounds fun, and we should do that sometime, but right now I got to get back to floating like a butterfly and stinging like a bee. So, hey, Tombo, you still there, buddy?
Tubby Theodore drops his cheese balls.
Who needs Toby, Theodore? You got us!
Yeah, who needs Toby?
Boys, right this way!
A spinning mixing bowl makes a great fairground ride. They're flung out of the bowl up into the hanging rack of pans.
I'm gonna puke!
Wait, do you know what Dave would say if he were here right now?
Alvin!
Not bad, but I think it needs to come more from the belly.
Alvin!
Oh, get it together.
Yeah!
Be cool.
Hey, you.
Boys, it's me.
Dave!
As in Dave?
Well, I guess since you answered the phone, you haven't burned down the house yet.
Have a little faith, Dave.
Yeah!
Oh, Mayday!
Theodore knocks the frying pan onto the floor.
What was that?
Don't stress him out. That was Aunt Jackie. Yeah, she's making us a zesty five-course meal.
Really? Well, can I talk to her?
She's practicing her pole dancing.
Pole dancing? What happened to making dinner? Guys? What's going on?
Gotta go, Dave!
Alvin, I'm not kidding.
Feel better.
Alvin!
Yep, nobody does that better than him.
Later, they're asleep in an armchair with the Get Well card. Theodore turns over. Theodore wakes with a start. He opens the door to Toby's room and toddles in. Toby's asleep, still wearing his game console headset. Theodore bounds up onto the bed.
Toby? Toby, wake up!
Toby looks confused.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's it's okay. What is it?
I had a nightmare.
Oh, the nightmares. I hate the nightmares. What was it?
I dreamt we didn't have a family anymore.
Oh, Theodore, that couldn't happen. No, you guys are tight. Nothing could ever separate you. Unless, like, an eagle swooped down from the sky and was like, ka-ka! Grab you.
Which couldn't happen ever. So why would you ever think that would ever happen? You know, because the Eagles are in Philadelphia.
Terrified, Theodore scampers away.
Sweet dreams.
It's a rainy morning at Dave's house, which has lots of flowers in the garden.
Toby! Toby, make it stop!
What are you doing?
There's something wrong with the clock. It won't shut up. I can't sleep.
That's the point. It's an alarm clock. It helps you wake up early in the morning.
Why would anyone want to wake up early?
Well, for school, you gotta be there by 8.
In the morning?
Look, I don't like getting up this early any more than you do, but we are in this together, Alvin. Sooner you get to school, sooner I get to come home and get back to sleep.
You mean you don't stay with us at school?
No. I've done my time. Thank you very much.
But school is fun, right?
Fun? Well, I guess maybe it's, funny-ish.
Hey, it's my cat! Hey, remember I was telling you, hey, kitty, it's me! Remember?
As the ginger cat bares its fangs, the chipmunks fall into the car in terror.
I treated you good.
The cat swipes its claws at Toby, who hurriedly gets in the car and drives off. His coffee cup falls off the roof. The school is crowded with human students. A group advertise a car wash. Others say hi with a chest bump, and skateboarders fly down steps.
Okay, here we go. Enjoy your first day at school. See you on 3-ish.
The chipmunks fall out of the car.
Okay.
They stare up at the huge buildings of West Eastman School.
We got this. This'll be a walk in the park. A chaotic and frightening walk in the park.
A basketball nearly squashes them. Theodore stumbles across the school crest of an eagle.
Eagle!
Let's go, eagle!
Eagle!
A guy dressed in an eagle suit skateboards down the corridor. He trips over Theodore and flies downstairs.
That wasn't very fun-ish.
Oh. You must be our new students. I'm Dr. Rubin, the principal. Yes, well, that would explain the fur and the bushy tails. Follow me, gentlemen.
Gentlemen? Oh, us. Right.
There was a minute left, and we were down by two. And I'm like, Coach, I don't care if my leg's broken. Put me in. I can win this.
I never get tired of this story.
So I hobble out, barely able to stand. Did I mention my leg was broken?
Miss Ortega?
Yes?
Good luck.
Thanks. Well, guys, welcome to homeroom.
Good to be here, I hope. So this is a classroom. I love the smell of zip cream in the morning. Hello, ladies.
The girls rush to meet the chipmunks.
Hi, I'm Theodore.
Yes, he's Theodore, in case you missed it, and I am Simon.
The name's Seville. Alvin Seville. Enchanté, mademoiselle.
He kisses a blonde's finger.
Somebody's gonna have to knock those guys down to size.
Well, that should be pretty easy. I mean, they're only 8 inches tall.
The broken leg story football player glares at his friend. A steel and glass tower block is the headquarters of Jet Records. A waitress is clearing up in the canteen. She dumps the rubbish down a chute, tumbles down into a dumpster in the basement, where a guy in glasses and a dressing gown is talking to a rat.
I had 15 cars. I mean, that's like 5 more cars than anybody really needs. I had 7 maids. I had courtside seats to the Lakers. Even my maids had courtside seats to the Lakers. And now look at me. Look at me! I lost everything. Except for my dignity. They can't take that away from me. And it's all because of them. Oh, hey. Breakfast. Now I run around hoping and praying that I can find other animals that can sing or dance. I mean, wait a second. You don't sing, do you? Hey! Hey! That's my muffin! Give me my muffin! You dirty rat!
He dives into the dumpster.
I will get you, chipmunks.
He munches the muffin. A FedEx delivery guy brings a basket of mail into Jet Records. An envelope flies out of the basket.
Girls, we gotta get out of here. I can't see. Ow! Not on my nose. That's my tail.
Sorry.
Move your butt.
Okay.
Who's pushing me? We made it. Jet Records. Woo! Oh my gosh. It's him. Ian Hawk. Mr. Hawk?
That voice. I can't get it out of my head.
Hello? Mr. Hawk?
That's not in my head. That's really happening. What do you want?
We want to introduce ourselves. That's right. I'm Brittany, and this is my sister, Eleanor. Hello, sir. Such a pleasure to meet you. And I'm their sister, Jeanette. Although I feel more like an Olivia, or sometimes... Anyway, we are the Chipettes, and, well, we would just be so honored to have you represent us. You made Alvin and the Chipmunks stars. We want to be stars, too. Yeah, and hang out with the Chipmunks!
Okay, now listen, before we get all girly and giggly about this, just tell me one thing. You can sing, right? Hang on, not here, Why don't we take this meeting upstairs in my penthouse office?
Sure. Oh, this is so exciting. We're really on our way now.
They climb the emergency stairs.
Oh, my gosh. Can you believe it?
Oh, my first penthouse office.
Oh, my. The Hollywood sign.
Thought you might like the view. So, ladies, tell me a little something about yourselves.
Well... We grew up in a small town, population 300, and...
Yeah, really? That's fascinating. Great. All right, impress me.
He sits at a desk on the roof.
1, 2, 3.
Three little birds sat on my window, and they told me I don't need to worry. Girl, put your records on, tell me your favorite song.
Go ahead, let your hair down.
Sapphire and faded jeans. I dreams. Just go ahead, let your hair down.
They smile cutely.
Girls, 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 girls. Guess who just became the number one Chipette fan in the whole dang world? Ian Hawke, that's who.
Yay! Hey, so when can we meet the chipmunks?
That's an excellent question, and the excellent answer is, I don't really represent Alvin and the Chipmunks anymore.
Oh, no. What happened?
Oh, classic tale. Sweet and innocent when I met them, they had nothing, and then I work my butt off and make them rock stars, and they changed. Turned on me like bad cheese.
No. Oh, that's terrible.
I know. I mean, I treated Alvin like he was my own son, you know, and then he just goes and spits on me. Literally. He filled his chipmunk cheeks with saliva and just had at it. Don't even get me started about Simon.
But not Theodore, right?
It's the cuddly ones you have to watch out for. But what are we talking about them for? Come on. They're over. Tired. Novelty act. Chipmunks who can sing. But girl chipmunks who can sing? Fasten your seatbelts.
Yay!
At school.
So, I'm on Jay-Z's yacht, right? And I say, Jay, where's Beyonce? And he says, she's holding a plate full of cheese balls. Turn around, and guess what? She won!
P.S. Dave left me in charge. Staying up till 10 every night. Oh, yeah.
Hey, girl, look what I can do.
Theo flips a cheese ball into his mouth.
You are the adorable.
Thank
You're
you.
So cute.
Whoops. Oh, I am so sorry.
It's cool. No harm done.
Not yet. Girls, please. Private conference. Thank you.
The football player grins nastily and sits down, nearly hitting Alvin with his tray.
Listen up, rock stars. If you talk to those girls again, you're dead. If you look at those girls again, you're dead. If you even think about those girls, are you thinking about them?
Well, I am now.
That's it. You're dead.
Hey!
Dang it, come on. Back here, you dirty rats.
Ting, ting, ting.
The jocks chase after the speedy chipmunks.
Scatter!
The three split up and hide. Alvin pelts back upstairs, then gets caught between two of the jocks.
Get purple!
No! It's Wedgie time!
Alvin wedges both bullies. Theodore hides beneath a bench and spots a huge football-playing eagle statue nearby.
It's swirly time!
Oh, come on, guys. This is so 1980s! Police!
They dunk Simon in the flushing toilet.
Oh, man. Oh, come on!
That's a good look for you.
Oh, thank you!
They drop him in the bowl.
Keep swim! Help! Grab on, Simon!
Alvin helps him out with his tail.
You okay? Well, considering that you just saved me from drowning in a toilet, I'm, pretty good. I'll be right back. Alvin, we're not gonna solve anything with violence.
It's the fatty ratty.
Cut it out!
This rat has serious junk in the trunk.
Yeah, little fatty.
Stop it!
He jiggles when I poke him.
Simon and Alvin launch themselves at the bullies. Later, they wait to see the headmistress.
Simon, does this make my butt look smaller?
Theodore, your butt looks fine. Those guys are just jerks.
The scratched-up bullies come out of the office. Alvin bares his teeth.
Gentlemen, you threatened to climb inside of him and build a nest.
That was out of line. I'm not even sure that's physically possible.
I should suspend all three of you.
Please do.
Alvin punches a footballer bobblehead. Dr. Rubin's mesmerized, then stops the nodding head and controls herself.
Instead, I have a better idea. Due to budget cutbacks, we are in jeopardy of losing our beloved music program.
That's awful.
I know, but there is one small ray of hope. Every year, the district sponsors a music competition, and the winner school receives $25,000. If we win, we can save our program.
And you want us to perform? Because I didn't think you were a fan.
Why don't you sleep on it?
She's got a chipmunk's tattoo.
Wait, that's skinny.
Promise me that you won't say anything. A principal has a certain image to uphold, and if the faculty ever found out about this, I just cannot believe that you're actually sitting in my office. I have all of your CDs. I even went to see you last year in Denver. That's where I got this. It was my birthday. And I was like, oh, the chipmunks. So what do you say? Will you represent our school?
Honestly, suspension still sounds pretty good to me.
Come on, Alvin. What do you say? One for all and three for one.
Well put, Theodore. Very well put. Count us in.
Yay.
Go, Eagles!
Eagles? Where?
At night in the city, a building advertises lofts available.
Ah, the penthouse level. Tres exclusivo.
Hawk, with the Chipettes, walks past a couple and their dog.
Isn't that chihuahua? You know, from the movie?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is. I mean, yeah, of course it is. A lot of big names live here.
Hola, como está? I must have his autograph.
Hey, Brittany, You want to be a star? Act like a star. All right? You don't get autographs. You give them.
Oh, right.
Hey, look, over there. There's a couple of the Jonas Brothers.
Where? I don't see them.
Here we are. Okay. Let's, scoot into my apartment. What? Did I go? Darn it to heck.
What's wrong?
Girls, I apologize, but I seem to have left my keys back in my office. What if one of you were to shoot through that mail slot and open it up from the inside, huh?
Oh, I'll do it.
Eleanor gets stuck in the mail slot.
I'm stuck.
Right, I got you.
Hawk grabs the chubby chipmunk and pulls.
Not so hard.
Might want to lay off the nuts.
Oh.
All right, how about you, Glasses? You're in better shape. Want to go?
I'm not that great at things like this. I got it!
Brittany jumps straight through and opens the apartment door.
Yes.
It's a luxurious penthouse. Hawk turns on the lights.
Ooh, impressive. Nice. Gee, willikers. Stripes.
Oh, snazzy.
Circles. This is the best treehouse ever. A red piano. Is this a dream? Somebody pinch me.
Ooh,
this is way better than a tree. I just adore a penthouse view.
Nice one, Hawk. Yeah, you like it?
Do I?
I live here.
It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
The sun comes up.
Last time we visited Meerkat Manor, a rival group called the Commandos was making large inroads into the Whiskers territory.
Theodore watches the meerkats. Simon sniffs at a stray sock amid abandoned food in the living room.
Toby, I thought Alvin was messy. This is literally disgusting. I feel like I'm living in a dumpster. Ooh.
Simon, it's Meerkat Manor. Watch with me.
You know, you're right. I just need to relax. Maybe that'll ease my nerves a little. Wait, what is this?
There's something on a seat under a blanket.
Wait. Oh, you gotta be joking. A taco? In a blanket? Toby.
Ladies and gentlemen, going for his turkey, it's the Tobster.
Toby's bowling on the Nintendo Wii.
Come on, baby.
Screen announces strike, turkey.
Yes!
No problem. Watch and learn, my friends.
Alvin manages to throw the controller, smashing the TV.
Whoops! Well, it looks like it's time to play my second favorite game. Hide the broken TV from Dave. You want to play?
No.
Go easy on him, Taco Boy. This day's been bad enough already.
Oh, I think I see what's going on. You guys been having some problems at school?
No, not really. Unless you consider getting your head dunked into a public toilet a problem.
Ouch. Swirlies are the worst.
Simon stares at Toby.
At least that's what I've heard. Because there's no way that I could possibly know that on a personal level.
Toby, what was school like for you?
Toby looks horrified as he remembers getting swirly, pretending to take it in good humor, and everybody pinching him. A sign's been stuck on his back saying, "Pinch me." Girls try not to giggle at him. Spotty Toby gets pelted with dodgeballs. A dark-haired beauty smiles at him and waves. He waves back, and a ball hits him in the face, then a second knocks him flat.
Toby? Toby!
What? What was school like for me? In a word? Awesome. But, you know, that's because I was, like, extremely popular.
Is that why you still live with your grandma? And refer to yourself as the Tobster? And go pew 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 all day?
Bedtime.
It's another wet morning, and Toby's crashed out in bed.
Alvin! Alvin, wake up and turn off the alarm! Alvin! Alvin, I'm not kidding! I'm not kidding, buddy! Turn it off! Guys!
Their three small beds are empty. Toby looks puzzled. They're hiding in the toilet system.
Boys, this isn't funny! Out.
Have a heart, huh?
Have a heart? Dave wants you to go to school, so you're going.
Yeah, well, don't worry about picking us up at 3, Toby. We'll get a ride. In a hearse!
Guys, come on. Look, trust me. The second day is never as bad as the first.
The boys look doubtful. It's dodgeball practice.
Whoa! Glasses! You wouldn't hit a guy with glasses, would you? Right in the pancreas.
A ball flattens Simon against a wall. Another gets Theodore. He slides down the wall. And collapses.
Come on, Alvin! Remember your 5 D's! Dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge!
You're next, Furball!
You talking to me? I'm the only one here, so you must be talking to me!
Yeah! Alvin catches the ball.
Did you see that?
Oh, booyah!
Unbelievable. He caught it. You're out, man.
And the fat lady, she's a-singin'.
Dude's got hands.
I think they're paws, actually.
Whatever. We can definitely use them on the team. Hey, Furball. How'd you like a spot on the football team?
Football? Moi?
I gotta say, you're good. I'm gonna let you hang out with us at lunch. That is, if you want to be on the team.
Interesting proposition. Alvin, let me get back to you on that.
This is a one-time offer. Don't take too long to think it over.
Right! Like I would ditch my brothers just to become the first chipmunk ever to play on an actual varsity football team. Ha ha! Fat chance! The stadium is pandemonium! It's fourth and goal! It's up! It's up! And he catches it! The crowd goes crazy!
They're playing with a grape. Simon's playing chess.
Me? Alvin! Alvin, I think the super cool jock table is paging you. Why would I go over there? Like, I really need to worry about being popular. Hello? Talking chipmunk? Huh? World famous rock star? Guy with his own plush doll? Guys, I'm on pajamas! Not to toot my own horn, but beep, 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 beep! Come on! It's laughable! Just go, Alvin. Really? You mean it? Yeah. Oh, thanks! I'll be right back!
Theodore and Simon exchange a worried glance.
What up, dude?
What's up, little
man? Yeah, Bring it!
Yeah!
Pound the paw!
Alvin and the jocks touch fists. Later, the guys are lifting weights in the gym. Alvin's straining with a tiny barbell.
I want it! I got it!
I think he's cute.
Me too.
Toss! And he's up!
Alvin leaps up and catches a grape in his mouth.
Thank you!
Hey, Alvin!
Call me!
I'm telling you, the chipmunks are old news. I got the next big thing. singing female chipmunks. Hello, Bernie? Hello? Oh, God! What part of singing female chipmunks don't these people understand?
A paper shows the chipmunks entering Music Mania.
Girls, we're going to school.
Eddie's up!
Oh!
Eddie scores!
Yeah.
Hey, what up, S? Whoa, don't hate on the high five. Yeah, high five. Look, Alvin, I know you guys have been busy with your sporting endeavors and whatnot, but I could really use your help at home. Oh, no can do. Rye Dog is going to teach me how to get pretty girls to do my homework.
Simon can't believe it.
Alvin, would you promised Theodore we'd hang out. We are watching Meerkat Manor tonight. No pretty girls. Dude, I can't swing it today, bro. That's what you say every day, Alvin. Need I remind you it's your day to do the laundry?
You better listen to your daddy, Alvin. You don't want to get grounded. Oh!
Ryan throws an apple at a bin and misses.
Are you going to pick that up?
Are you going to make me?
Au contraire, mon frère. I'm just going to elegantly show you how it's done. Simon. Off the glass. And you call yourself a jock.
Simon spins the apple on his finger, then lands the basket without even looking.
My brother. He's a real jokester. Always kidding. Anywho, see you guys in class.
Ryan's annoyed and humiliated.
That's my pudding.
It's my pudding.
Why are you trying to embarrass me in front of my friends? Are you kidding me? They're the ones you should be embarrassed by.
Good luck with the show, guys.
Front row seats. Can't wait.
So, what song are we gonna sing? No pressure, but the whole school is counting on us. Oh, relax. It's like Ryan says. Who's going to beat singing chipmunks?
Chipmunk faces light up as Alvin and his brothers come face to face with the Chipettes.
I wanna know what love is.
Alvin and Brittany, Simon and Jeanette, Theodore and Eleanor grin and wrinkle noses at each other. Then the corridor gets crowded, and the Chipettes turn and walk off.
Oh, that Simon is dreamy. I think Theodore was looking at me. Yeah, I know. But guys, remember what Ian said? We can't trust them. Whoa.
The boys are completely smitten. Then it's time for rehearsal. Dr. Rubin watches proudly, and their teacher, Julie Ortega, plays the piano.
What happened?
I never thought I'd say this, but pink is my new favorite color.
Her glasses were quite fetching.
She's like a beautiful green gumdrop.
Okay, well, if you guys want to do this, you have to pay attention.
Maybe this is a good time for us to take a break.
Good call. Take five.
She's right. Oh, we need to focus, fellas. Right.
This is for my screensaver.
Cheese balls!
Hey, you guys. Hey, you guys ready to go? Because I got a lot of important stuff to do at home.
Oh, you must be their guardian.
God, that I am. Yes, I am. How are you? How are you, Dr. Rubin? I know that because I went to school here a few years ago. I don't know if you remember me. Toby Seville, probably not.
Toby?
Toby and Julie were in class.
No way! Hi! Hey, no braces! Your teeth look great.
Thank you! I did get my braces off, because they were just...
Toby falls into a drum kit and comes up holding a trombone.
I know a guy who works on drum heads, so that's very good. I'll be in the car, guys.
Julie grins as Toby rushes out.
Somebody's in love. That aside, we're going to replace everything. Chipmunk's honor.
Ah, yes, the old false modesty suck-up routine.
Ian Hawk?
I thought I smelled a rat.
May I help you, Mr. Hawk?
Well, I was wondering if I could help you. I just heard about your musical competition, and I just skedaddled down here as quick as I could to volunteer my girls.
Oh, well, that's very thoughtful of you, but I've already made up my mind.
Well, perhaps this will change your mind. Girls?
The Chipettes and the boys see each other again.
There we go.
Curtains.
Hawk dims the lights.
One, two, one, two.
PA is switched, and the performance comes out of speakers all over the school. Students listen in wonder. The Chipettes go for it, shaking their tails. Dr. Rubin looks unhappy. Hawk has covered himself in coloured bulbs and jiggles about to provide the light show. From a basketball game to the classroom, students are rocking to the music. A crowd gathers in the music room. Light machine Hawk is freaking out.
People of West Eastman, you have just witnessed the debut of the Chipettes. So?
They were splendid, but as I said before, I have made my decision.
I see. You've made your decision. I don't mean to speak out of school, Doctor, but in the true spirit of democracy, which our great, wonderful country was founded upon, I say let the people vote. Let them choose. One person, one vote. I say let us vote. Let us vote.
Let us vote. Let us vote.
The chipmunks are astounded.
Please, don't be a fascist, Franny. Let freedom ring, Doctor.
The doctor holds up a finger for silence.
You make a persuasive case, Mr. Hawk. All right, here's what I'm going to do. This Friday, each group will perform one song in front of the student body.
Yay!
Whoever gets the most applause will represent the school.
What?
We did!
In your face!
Oh, it is on like Donkey Kong.
That evening, the chipmunks are back home.
The meerkats huddle together at the end of a traumatic day to reaffirm their family bond. The Whiskers are going to have to rely on each other more than ever.
Guys, I am so happy that Ms. Ortega can rehearse with us every day after school.
Whoa, every day? But Ryan and I have...
Alvin, stop right there, okay? We're a team. We need you.
Would you relax? We're not gonna lose. We'll talk about this in the morning.
Not much to talk about. I will see you at rehearsal.
Simon rolls up in the blanket.
Stop hogging!
I'm not hogging.
You might as well be rooting out truffles in the French countryside because you are, in fact, hogging!
I'm not!
Arso!
Not!
So!
Not!
Not! Ah, forget it! I think I'll sleep in my own bed tonight.
Ditto for me!
I'm so glad I'm not a meerkat!
Oh, really? Why is that?
Because as cold as I am, I would never huddle with you! You hear me? I won't huddle!
Theodore's left on his own on the chair with the blanket. He goes up to Toby's room and tries to wake him.
Toby? Can I sleep with you?
What?
Dave lets me. My brothers are fighting.
What? I'm... Okay.
Toby rolls over. Theodore's face lights up and he crawls under the blanket. Theodore abandons Toby's toxic bed and bounds out to sleep on the carpet in the hall. Students stream into West Eastman. It's busy in the canteen.
Let's see. What else am I in the mood for? How about a side order of friendly advice, courtesy of me?
No, thanks. Grapes, please.
Excuse me. Yeah, well, I just wanted to warn you about Ian.
What? You should be grateful to Ian. He did everything for you, Alvin, and you broke his heart.
Really? How do I put this gently? He's the devil. He doesn't have a heart.
Oh, and one of the things he did for us was put us in a cage. Alvin, he would never do that. Yeah, because you were there. I forgot. Really, you better watch out.
I don't need advice from you.
But nothing, Alvin. Ian's taking us straight to the top.
Brittany's tray slides off the end of the counter.
Got it. Straight to the top. Ironic. Yeah, funny.
Later, the girls rehearse on the piano in Hawk's supposed apartment.
We are so going to destroy those chipmunks.
I don't want to destroy them.
Me neither. I just want to hang out with them.
All right. Look. You know, if you feel that way, maybe we should just withdraw from the contest.
What?
And then I'll put you in a FedEx package and mail you back to whatever tree you came from. Sound good?
No.
Okay, then. Take it from the top. Let's go. Wait, whoa, stop. Short one in the green dress. What's your name again?
Eleanor.
Yeah, look, I'm losing you there. You know, have you always been that short?
I guess.
Well, you gotta work on that, okay? All right, let me try something here. Brittany, here, come up here. No, you two stay back. A little further. Oh, yeah. Now that I like. And it's not just because Brittany's more of a mega ultra superstar than you guys. Good. Okay, you know what? Let's get a little more separation. Brittany, stay there. Let's get a little more separation from you guys. Yeah, let's give her some room. Give her some room, guys. Back. Okay. All right. Watch me now. 1, 2, 3. Now watch me. Watch me now.
Having pushed the others well behind Brittany, Hawk demonstrates cheesy dance moves. Toby runs for the phone.
Oh. Toby? Oh, what are you doing at the house?
Where's Aunt Jackie?
Dave! Hey, Dave, what's happening? Aunt Jackie is, in the hospital?
Dave's horrified.
I'm a little worried.
Who's watching the boys?
I am.
So, Dave?
How is Paris?
Wait, are the boys behaving?
Absolutely.
They've been just peachy.
Toby, what's going on?
Huh? Nothing. No, don't even worry about it. You know, I know that you're not supposed to be stressed out, so I'm gonna go right now,
but it's all good here. Come home soon. Bye.
Toby? Nurse! Get me out of here!
Dave hits the wrong button and is hoisted by his bad leg.
I don't mean to interrupt your game, but
I saw you stand up to Ryan when he littered. That took guts.
Really?
And that's the type of guy that we're looking for. Jeremy Smith, student body president.
How do you do? I'm...
International recording star and litter monitor Simon Seville.
Litter monitor?
Litter monitor. It's a new position that we've created to help raise awareness of a pressing problem in our society.
I agree. 99% plus one. You do the math.
Well, Simon, I know this is a lot to ask, but we're looking for a take-charge guy to take charge of this very rewarding position. What do you say?
Excuse me, everybody. Quick announcement. I'm Simon. I'm the litter monitor. Put your trash in the garbage can. Peace out. Hello, ladies. You probably weren't aware that you dropped a wrapper on the ground, so we're just going to call this one a warning.
The amused cheerleader picks up the wrapper.
Carry on. What up, dudes?
What up, Al?
Hey, everybody, check it out. The newest member of the football team, suiting up for our first away game.
Rye, don't mess with me.
I talked to Coach. You're in.
Dude, that's great. Awesome.
So check it out, A-Man. We're watching the new litter monitor.
I wasn't aware the school even had a litter monitor.
We don't. But don't tell him that.
Ryan throws a milk carton on the floor.
Are you going to pick that up?
No.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. I guess I'm going to have to give you a citation.
Simon hands a paper slip to Ryan.
Oh no! I got a citation for littering!
No.
He balls it up and throws it on the ground.
Oh, you want to play that game, do you? Well, guess what? I can play that game all day long. Simon!
It's a joke, dude.
Litter is no joking matter.
No, you're the joke. We're messing with you. There's no such thing as a litter monitor.
What? Good one, huh? You knew about this, Alvin? Does the word brother mean anything to you? Yes, of
course.
Yeah, well, he has some new brothers now that he's on the football team.
Simon turns on Ryan.
You still haven't picked up that litter.
You want me to get rid of litter?
Yeah.
Let's start with you.
Hey, what? Let go! No!
Ryan flings Simon into a distant litter bin. Then a janitor wheels the bin away.
I'll catch up with you guys in a second.
Alvin scampers off to rescue his brother. Simon's in a dumpster.
Okay, I am a total jerk. I admit it. So are we cool now?
Simon hauls Alvin in for a proper scrap. Theodore arrives and watches the trash fly in the large dustbin. The fighters emerge.
Okay. Alvin, I am going to put this behind us for Theodore's sake.
I know. That's why I'm giving you the Alvin guarantee that I will be at that sing-off Friday night.
Wait. Why wouldn't you be there?
Because I have a football team.
What?
Football team.
You have a what?
A football game. There, I said it. A football game.
Simon attacks again. Theodore is showered with flying rubbish as he approaches the dumpster.
Simon?
Crazy in here.
Right.
Little Theo shuffles off.
Don't worry, Theo. Everything is gonna be fine. Alvin, do not miss that sing-off.
Don't worry, Simon. I'll be there. I can do both.
Hey, guys. Thanks so much for helping out today. Toys for Tots is a really cool organization, so everybody's getting cool points today.
What's going on with Theodore? I have no idea.
He's slumped on a toy motorcycle. Julie turns to Eleanor.
Hey, Eleanor, why don't you see if Theodore needs some help?
Well, okay.
She trips and slips on new platform sandals and lands in Theo's arms. They grin coyly. At home, Toby's playing with a games console.
Hi, you've reached Dave Seville. Please leave a message.
Hi, Toby. This is Julie Ortega. We talked yesterday. Well, we kind of sort of did. Anyway, the reason I'm calling is that I'm worried about Theodore. He's been acting a little down lately. I hope you're going to the sing-off Friday. You know, with his dad gone, Theodore needs all the support he can get. So, I'll see you there. I hope we get a chance to talk. Bye.
Toby agonizes, too nervous to pick up the phone.
Okay, folks, time to get behind your undefeated Warriors. The visiting Eagles are down by 5 with about 30 seconds left in the game. Time is running out for the Eagles.
Quarterback Brian Edwards really needs to make a move here. This game is over.
I know they're gonna put me in. They gotta put me in.
Alvin waits anxiously as his teammates get battered by the opposition.
Timeout, Eagles. 4th and 15 with 9 seconds remaining in the game.
Ryan signals to the coach on the touchline.
Substitution, Eagle.
All right, boys. It's time for the big A.
I'm going to crush him. I'm bringing the pain. The Alvinator is in the house.
You sure about this?
4th and 10, Sam. We need to go with the secret weapon. Trips right, Alvin left. Motion on me. Time to make history, boys.
Hit it!
The helmeted teams face off for the next play.
This ain't no dance, baby.
I'm taking you down, Jennifer.
You're the one going down, Ratface.
I'm going to crack you like an acorn and eat you for dinner with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Is he talking about my fava? Hey! Go! Hey! Go! Hey! Go!
quarterback Ryan throws a massive pass. Alvin's clinging to the flying ball. It lands, and Alvin springs to his paws. It's a catch and a touchdown. Alvin's paraded on the ball through the screaming Eagles fans. There's cheering at the sing-off, too.
Oh, look, guys, I just want you to know that I'm here for you. There's plenty of time. I'm going to go find Alvin. Everything's going to work out.
Thanks, Toby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Rubin.
Thank you, students. Thank you. Welcome to our exciting sing-off competition between the Chipmunks and the Chipettes.
Rubin smiles and raises her finger for silence.
Remember, students, there are no winners or losers.
Yeah, remind me to tell the Chipmunks that when we blow them off the stage.
We'll give our school a chance to win $25,000 to save our music department. So, without further ado, I give you the Chipettes.
This is it, girls. Can you believe it?
Brittany, your time to shine, baby. Go out there and knock them dead.
Yes, sir. I can do it.
You two, I just want to let you know not to get in Brittany's way.
Oh, okay.
As Jeanette and Eleanor shuffle off, Burke switches on the smoke machine. The lights come on and the curtain rises.
What you see? Call Ian Hawk, 310-555-5309.
Hawk films with his phone.
Don't worry, Simon. Alvin will walk through that door any minute now. Alvin!
It's not Alvin. It's a gleeful Hawk.
I am back.
He smugly pockets his phone.
And now, let's hear it for a group that will rock you like a hurricane. Yeah, at least that's what many of you students have told me. Here they are, the Chipmunks.
Hey, you know, they say there's no I in the word team, and they're right. But you know what there is an I in? Alvin. Sucks to be you. Girls!
Sadly, he's correct.
Guys, sorry, I searched the whole perimeter, and I don't know why, but the team's not back yet.
What should we do?
I would ask someone who's not me.
I know what we should do.
Theo follows Simon to the stage, where Dr. Rubin is still waiting for their big entrance. They hop up onto her lectern. Simon takes the microphone.
Hi, everyone. our brother Alvin couldn't be here today. The thing is, we've never performed without Alvin, and we're not starting now.
You can't have only two little pigs. You can't have only two musketeers, so you know you can't have only two chipmunks. Thank you.
Forlornly, they hop back off the lectern. Theo and Simon trudge sadly backstage, where Toby's waiting.
I'll take you home.
They have a thoroughly miserable walk, past Hawk and the Chupettes.
Hear that, girls? That is the sound of success.
Hawk basks in the feeling.
I realize how devastated you Chipmunk fans must be. So I guess that means that the Chipettes will
come on, girls. Let's take a victory lap.
Hey, come on, guys. Let's go.
Great. We have to. Let's go.
The girls reluctantly take center stage as the crowd gets to its feet. Later, Hawk leads the Chipettes out of the empty auditorium as Alvin scampers in.
Life is good, especially when you're not a loser.
Hey, guys! I'm here! Guys? Oh, great. They're gone, Alvin. They're never gonna forgive me. You know, Alvin, Ian was right. You don't care about anyone but yourself. Oh, and by the way, I never wanted to win this way.
Alvin watches her go, and the lights go out. He's left in the dark. Later, he gets home.
Simon? Theodore? Simon, are you awake?
Simon's in bed and awake, but ignores his brother. Alvin dejectedly moves on to Theo.
Theo? Theo?
Alvin slumps onto his own bed. Theo's also awake and close to tears, but ignores Alvin.
Theodore? Theodore? Theodore, I don't blame you for being mad. Uh-oh.
There's a note on the fridge.
I ran away from home. Don't look for me at the zoo, because I'm not there. Oh, no, Theodore.
In the sunshine, crowds flock to Los Angeles Zoo. Theo approaches a cage.
Hello? Meerkat family? Oh, brother.
He tries to get in, gets stuck, then pops through. Signs say the meerkat exhibit has moved. Welcome to Birds of Prey.
Maybe they're hiding. Don't be afraid. You are not a meerkat. Toby, you take the lions, the tigers, and the bears. Simon and I will take the butterfly room.
They spot Theo.
Nice eagle.
Toby clumsily tries to climb in.
Okay, we need a plan. We need a carefully executed plan. Or you could just run in there like a maniac.
The eagle attacks.
Theo, watch out! Hi, I'm Theodore. Yeah. Hey, Birdie, over here. Are you hungry? Because this A stands for appetizer. Let's all just relax and we'll talk this out, okay? I get why you want Theodore. I do. But I'm sorry. I can't let that happen. He's my brother. Not that he'd know that. Because I've been such a big jerk lately.
Theo grins forgivingly.
If anyone deserves to be eaten, it's me.
Theo stamps on the eagle's foot and grabs Alvin.
Oh, Theo, help!
Guys, it's a wedge-tailed eagle. Their only mortal enemy is the pygmy elephant. Luckily, I speak a little pachyderm.
the eagle attacks, Theo pops out of the cage. The brothers scramble away.
Guys, that was huge.
He's right. So, are we back to one for all and three for one? Come on, Simon. Hug it out. You know I'm sorry, Si. Si? Don't make me have to kiss you, because I'll do it. I don't care. Here come my lips. Makeout train is leaving the station.
Think I'll take that hug.
Toby nods and smiles as the chipmunks group hug. The Chipettes sing off is on YouTube.
Interested? Call Ian Hawk, 310-555-5309.
Loris, get me that Ian Hawk on the phone.
The girls are doing their makeup at little dressing tables.
There you are, my sweet little moneymakers. Do you remember when I told you that I would make you all big stars?
Yeah.
Well, guess who's opening up for Britney Spears at the Staples Center tonight?
Excuse me, am I dreaming? Oh my gosh. Wait, tonight? We'll miss the school contest.
That is correct. You will miss the school contest. You're so smart, I can never get anything past you. It's never about that stupid school contest. It was always about making Brittany a star.
Oh.
That's what you wanted, right?
He holds up a sparkly dress.
Well, yeah.
Well, tonight's your big chance. It's all about you, Brittany.
What about Jeanette and Eleanor?
Yeah, well, they can sing backup. I got them some stuff, too.
Oh, hey! But we're her sisters. And the three of us sing together? Or not at all?
Okay, fine. All I really need is the B girl.
Ian, I won't do it without them.
Okay, fine. Let's move on to plan B. Okay, who likes barbecue?
Barbecue.
Because I know this awesome little barbecue restaurant in the valley that makes the best roasted chipmunk. Real tasty. Unless, of course, you want to sing.
He dangles them upside down. That evening, a Toys for Tots float like a train is lit up outside West Eastman.
Welcome to West Eastman, and thank you for supporting music in our schools. Now remember, the group you pick tonight will win $25,000 for their school. Now, we've got a lot of acts, and we have to turn the heat off at 9:30, so without any further ado, representing Orange Grove, put your hands together for Little Rose Arrow!
They're a bouncing, flipping group of street dancers.
Feels good, right? Come on. It's so classic. Let's go. In the middle of the floor. You can watch me do what I do. I got my crew right here. We all like it. When I'm done, I'm
going to put it on you. So, we meet again. What? You want a piece of this? Eagle?
Theo perches on the football eagle statue. Toby's phone rings.
Ian Hawk.
I'll take that. Oh, I didn't realize I pocket-dialed 1-800-LOW-LIFE. Alvin? Brittany? Yeah, could you guys fill in for us? We're not going to be able to perform tonight.
What about the music department? The whole school is counting on you.
I know. I should have listened to you about Ian.
Don't tell me.
Yep. He locked us in a cage.
What, this is the biggest you have? I had my assistant call and ask for the biggest limo. This is not the biggest limo you have.
Well, I'll go break the news to Dr. Rubin.
Brittany?
Alvin, don't move.
You got it. Brittany, I'm coming to get you. Simon, tell Jeanette how to pick the lock.
Roger that.
Oh, man, I need to get to the girls fast. Oh, I know how.
Alvin powers to the rescue on the toy motorcycle.
Is notoriously the hardest to crack. I'm assuming it's a prime number, but we can't assume...
Simon! The first two numbers were ones. I gotta go with one. It opened!
All right, girls.
Yeah, it's coming. Put the phone back. Hurry!
Get ready to be fabulous.
Oh, we're ready.
Yeah, you better be. because tonight's performance is going to put me back on top.
Alvin wheelies around the corner, spinning on the little bike's back wheel.
Next up, please welcome Charisse.
Charisse is a solo singer with long, dark hair.
I just want you close, where you can stay forever.
Hawk's limo drives through the city.
Driver man, take me to the arena, VIP entrance. Toot de suite. How about a little moon roof action? Moon roofs are go! Roofs, moon roof. Roofs, roofs. Ooh, champagne. Haha. Don't mind if I do. You know why I don't mind if I do? Because tonight we've got a toast to a very special someone named me. Haha. They said I couldn't do it. They said I'd never bounce back. Guess what? Time to kiss my sweet. Ooh. Oh, yeah. A toast to the ladies who are going to make the world forget about the chipmunk.
The chipettes have escaped through the open roof.
No, 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 no. What are you doing? Alvin?
Hi, Ian. Good to see you. You're never right. Oh.
No,
come on,
Brittany.
Girls.
No, I signed a contract.
Jump, Jeanette.
Wait.
I'm not really good at that.
I'm dead if you don't perform.
Punch it, Alvin. You got it.
Don't.
Hi, Ian. In the words of McDonald's, you're fired.
Alvin.
No one, no one, no one can get it away when I'm free.
Hey, guys. Any sign of Alvin yet, huh?
No Alvin and no Chipettes. Just Dr. Reuben and, you know, the entire school counting on us.
Well, yeah, you know, don't worry. Everything will work out. Ish.
Simon and Theo don't believe it.
I know some people touch the world.
Faster, Alvin! Don't worry! I'm gonna get a little help from my friend, Digger!
Roger that, Alvin!
Look out!
Whoa! Feels like I'm back at the racetrack!
Hey!
Wait till I tell everybody back home I saved Alvin Seville.
I guess I owe you an apology about Ian. Stick with me, Fritz. I'll never steer you wrong.
The bike rolls through a toy store.
Oh, yeah. I'll never doubt you again.
They're followed by a radio control helicopter piloted by Hawk.
I gotta say, he is definitely persistent. We have got to lose him. Hang on.
Alvin flips the bike round.
That's it.
I'm not really good with heights. Just hang on tight, Jeanette.
Bring my girls right to me.
We need the remote. Guys, I know what to do. It's hats off to Ian.
Clinging to the helicopter, they bomb Hawk with their helmets. The radio control goes flying.
The remote! I can't reach it. I'm going for it. Grab my ankle.
Jeanette swings down and makes a grab for the control. Throws off her platform shoes. They hit the bike, which drives right between Hawk's legs.
Ooh, ouch! Oh. My bad! Adios, Ian!
And now for our final act of the night. Now listen, we've had a last-second change to the lineup, but we don't think you're going to be too disappointed. Representing West Eastman, it's the Chipmunks!
We may have to go out there, Theodore.
The brothers share a worried look.
Well, if there are no chipmunks, we're going to have to move on. So now...
I don't want to be booed again.
Toby runs on stage.
I'm sorry, we're going to have to move on.
I'm not a chipmunk, as you can see.
In the crowd, Reuben folds her arms. And Julie watches him anxiously. Toby stares down at her.
Where's the music? Yeah. Music.
Okay. I got a song. Ever since I met you, I want to be your guy. But as you probably noticed, I'm pathologically shy. And standing on this stage right now, I think I'd rather die. So I'm just gonna start by saying hi.
Theo and Simon watch in amazement.
Now that was huge.
Alvin and the Chipettes arrive by helicopter.
Thank you.
The Chipettes are in the building.
It's the Chipettes!
Alvin! Hello, Theo! Hello, Eastman! I'm putting it down! Hang on! Alvin!
Double high five, brother!
Yay! High five! Oh, whoops!
Ladies and gentlemen, representing West Eastman, it is my great pleasure.
Dave arrives on crutches, wearing a neck brace. Toby finds Julie in the crowd. He nervously offers his hand for her to shake. She smiles and gives him a hug instead. He grins in sheer delight. Dave dances, waving his crutches in the air, and Dr. Rubin bounces up and down excitedly. All the chipmunks give a grand finale of a series of slides and flips with the boys lifting the girls. Accepts the check and blows a kiss to her favorite furry students.
Right back at you, Dr. Rubes! Oh, yeah!
Ladies and gentlemen, the Staples Center is proud to welcome the Chipettes!
Hi, everyone! I'm Jeanette, and I'm Elder, and I'm Brittany, and we're the Chipettes!
Hawk's wearing two glove puppets and a gold dress.
One, two, three. All the single ladies.
Got the Chipettes.
Single ladies, single dingle dingle. If you want to get married, have a ring. Put your rings on it. If you want to get married, I'm sorry.
Hawk's dragged off stage by security. The party goes on at West Eastman, with most of the audience now on stage.
Dave! You're dancing!
Aw, you're moving good, Dave!
Yeah.
Welcome home!
So, did you miss us?
Of course I missed you! You're my boys!
And Dave, just think how much you'd miss us if there were six of us!
Alvin, what did you say?
Well, the Chipettes needed a place to crash, right? So, I said that you said they could stay with us for as long as they needed to!
Alvin!
Okay, this one's for Dave. Everybody shake what you're...
directed by Betty Thomas. Written by John Vitti and Jonathan Abel and Glenn Berger. Based on the characters Alvin and the Chipmunks, created by Ross Bagdasarian, and the Chipettes, created by Janice Carmen. Produced by Janice Carmen and Ross Bagdasarian. Executive producers Karen Rosenfeld, Carmen Milkan, Michele Imperato Stabile, and Steve Waterman. Later, everyone's back home.
Look at you! All ready for bed. Looks like the Chipettes are a good influence.
Thanks, Dave.
Okay, guys, now lights out. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Jeanette.
Good night, Simon.
Good night, Alvin.
Alvin?
I'm not tired.
Sorry, but you've got school tomorrow.
He turns out the light. Alvin puts it back on.
Not tired.
Alvin, come on. It's time for bed.
Off, then on again.
Not tired.
Alvin?
Dave raises a warning finger.
Still not tired. More awake. Tired. Just kidding. Much more awake.
Alvin, that's it. Don't make me come over there.
Okay.
Whoa!
Dave slips on a skateboard. Of photography, Anthony B. Richmond, ASC, BSc. Production designer, Marcia Hines. Edited by Matthew Friedman. Animation supervisor, Chris Bailey. Music by David Newman. Music supervisor, Julianne Jordan. Executive music producer, Ali D. Theodore. Costume designer, Alexandra Welker. Casting by Joel Westrop, CSA, and Seth Yankowitz, CSA. Zachary Levi, David Cross, and Jason Lee, and Justin Long as the voice of Alvin, Matthew Gray Gubler as the voice of Simon, Jesse McCartney as the voice of Theodore, Amy Poehler as the voice of Eleanor, Anna Faris as the voice of Jeanette, Christina Applegate as the voice of Brittany. Wendy Mallet, Angela Johnson, Catherine Houston, Kevin G. Schmidt, Chris Warren Jr., Bridget Menka, a Bagdasarian Company production. A Betty Thomas film. Ryan and the Jocks are on chewing gum removal duty.
Good start, gentlemen. Only 10 more rows of bleachers to go. Let's do it.
The unhappy bully boys are covered in lumps of sticky gum.